Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Chair Yoga for Seniors. Over 60 by The Star Publications is a practical, step-by-step guide designed to help older adults build strength, flexibility, and confidence through yoga that can be done from a chair. Framed as a 28-day challenge with beginner, intermediate, and advanced progressions, the book focuses on creating a routine that feels approachable while still offering measurable improvement over time. Its emphasis on posture, mobility, heart-friendly movement, and weight management aligns with common wellness goals in later life, especially for readers who prefer low-impact exercise or need modifications for balance, joint comfort, or limited stamina. Rather than treating chair yoga as a lesser option, the program positions it as a structured method to move more often and more safely, using short sessions and repeatable sequences. The overall promise is simple and appealing: make daily movement realistic, reduce stiffness, and support long-term vitality without needing floor work or a fully equipped gym. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a 28-day structure that builds consistency. The book's core value is its challenge format, which turns chair yoga into a repeatable daily habit rather than an occasional activity. A 28-day plan is long enough to create momentum and short enough to feel achievable, which matters for seniors who may be restarting exercise after a long break. The program typically works best when it introduces movement in small doses, then gradually increases time, complexity, or range of motion, letting the body adapt without feeling punished. That structure also supports motivation. Readers can track completion, notice reduced stiffness, and see improvements in posture or ease of walking as early wins. By separating levels into beginner, intermediate, and advanced, the plan can meet a wide range of starting points, including people managing chronic tightness, mild balance concerns, or low confidence. The challenge approach also reduces decision fatigue. Instead of asking what to do today, the reader follows a plan. For many seniors, that clarity is the difference between owning a fitness book and actually using it. The structure encourages safe progression, helping readers avoid doing too much too soon while still feeling steady growth. Secondly, posture-focused movement for daily comfort. A major theme is improving posture, a common concern for adults over 60 dealing with rounded shoulders, forward head positioning, or a stiff upper back from years of sitting or device use. Chair-based yoga offers a controlled environment for alignment work because the chair provides feedback and support. The book likely emphasizes gentle spinal mobility, chest opening, and shoulder positioning, which can translate into easier breathing and less tension in the neck and upper back. Posture improvements are not only cosmetic. Better alignment can make standing, walking, and even household tasks feel less tiring because the body is not constantly compensating for poor mechanics. The program also supports core engagement in a senior-friendly way, using seated stability to teach how to brace and lengthen without strain. Over time, readers can become more aware of how they sit, how they rise from a chair, and how they hold their head and ribcage. That awareness is a practical life skill. By pairing posture cues with repeatable routines, the book can help seniors turn occasional correction into everyday posture habits that reduce discomfort and support confidence in movement. Thirdly, mobility and joint-friendly flexibility without floor work. Mobility is often the most immediate benefit seniors feel from a chair yoga routine. The seated format lowers the barrier to entry for readers who cannot easily get up and down from the floor, who experience knee or hip discomfort, or who worry about balance. Within that safer setup, the program can target common tight areas such as hips, hamstrings, calves, ankles, shoulders, and wrists. Improved joint range of motion can make daily activities like climbing stairs, reaching overhead, turning to look behind while driving, or putting on socks more manageable. The book's level system suggests a progression from basic movement patterns toward more demanding combinations, which can help the body become more coordinated as well as more flexible. Mobility work also supports fall prevention indirectly by improving ankle and hip function and by encouraging controlled weight shifting even while seated. Because chair yoga tends to be gentle, it can be performed more frequently, which is often more effective than occasional intense stretching. The overall approach is about sustainable, repeatable movement that reduces stiffness and supports independence, rather than pushing extreme flexibility goals. Fourthly, heart health support through low-impact activity. The book highlights heart health, which is a key priority for many seniors and a strong reason to choose a consistent, low-impact exercise plan. Chair yoga can support cardiovascular wellness by encouraging regular movement, controlled breathing, and mild to moderate intensity sequences that raise circulation without harsh impact on joints. While chair yoga is not the same as high-intensity cardio, it can still complement walking or other activities by improving endurance and teaching pacing. The presence of intermediate and advanced levels suggests that the routines may increase in tempo or involve longer flows, which can create a gentle conditioning effect when practiced consistently. Breath awareness is another important aspect. Coordinating breath with movement can help manage stress, and stress reduction is closely linked to heart health and blood pressure support. For seniors who feel intimidated by traditional fitness programs, a chair-based plan can be a sustainable entry point to more active living. The book's challenge format also helps reinforce frequency, and frequency is often the deciding factor in cardiovascular benefit. In practice, this topic is about making heart-supportive movement accessible, safe, and routine rather than sporadic. Lastly, weight management and vitality through daily movement habits. The book connects chair yoga to weight loss, but its most realistic contribution is helping readers build the daily activity base that supports healthier body composition over time. For many adults over 60, the challenge is not knowing what to do, but finding a routine that is comfortable enough to repeat consistently. Chair yoga can burn calories modestly, but its bigger benefit is that it reduces stiffness, increases confidence, and makes other forms of movement easier to maintain. When joints feel better and posture improves, people tend to walk more, stand more, and stay active longer throughout the day, which can meaningfully affect energy balance. The program also likely encourages mindful breathing and body awareness, which can support healthier choices by reducing stress-driven eating patterns. The progressive levels can help prevent plateaus by introducing new challenges, keeping the body adapting without requiring extreme workouts. For seniors, vitality is as important as weight. Better mobility, improved mood, and reduced discomfort can make it easier to socialize, travel, and engage in hobbies. This topic frames chair yoga as a practical foundation for weight management and a more energetic daily life rather than a quick fix. In conclusion, this book is best for seniors over 60 who want a safe, structured way to move more often, especially those who prefer low-impact routines, need balance-friendly options, or are rebuilding strength after inactivity. It can also fit caregivers, family members, and fitness professionals looking for a clear plan to recommend to older adults who are not ready for floor-based yoga or more intense workouts. The main life benefit is consistency. A 28-day challenge removes guesswork and supports daily practice, which can translate into noticeable gains in posture, joint mobility, and confidence in everyday movement. Regular chair yoga can also support heart-healthy habits through steady circulation-boosting activity and calming breath work, while helping weight management indirectly by making activity feel easier and more enjoyable. Compared with many general yoga or senior fitness books, this one stands out by combining a time-bound program with three levels, so readers can start where they are and progress without buying another guide. Its focus on practical goals like posture, mobility, and heart support makes it feel purpose-built rather than generic. For readers who value clear structure and gentle progression, it is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support The Star Publications, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.